hard to understand.
Good morning, sir. What is your name, sir?
My name is Howard Zerbe. 7355.
Okay, 1 second. Do you want to do this as a matter? Okay, the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson will conduct your hearing, sir.
Good morning, sir. How are you this morning?
I'm doing good.
I'm doing good. Sir, just for the record, could you please state your name, your ABC number for us again, please?
Yes, it's Robert Whalen Lieberman. It's 235596.
Okay, sir, you're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency. I'm going to introduce you to the board members that will be conducting your hearing today, sir. To my far left is the Honorable Luis Quinones. Coming down the line is the Honorable David Neal. In the middle, sir, you have the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, who is our board chair. And next to him, sir, you have the Honorable Mrs. Gail Rittenhouse. Sir, my name is Michael Johnson. I'm going to be acting as your panel chair this morning. Sir, also with us, sir, representing the Department of Correction, as well as the parole office, is Mr. Oliveri, sir. Mr. Zimmerman, prior to your hearing today, you received and signed a notification form inviting you of this board's hearing. Do you recall receiving and signing that form, sir?
Yes, I do.
All right, sir. On that form, it notified you of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or to hire a licensed attorney at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney or are you representing yourself today, sir?
I'm representing myself. I can't afford an attorney.
All right, Mr. Zimmerman. At this time, sir, I'd like to swear you and Mr. Oliveri in. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirmed?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Sir, your hearing is going to be conducted in two phases. In phase one, the board will make a determination whether the terms and conditions of your community supervision were violated. In phase two, sir, the board will make a decision whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision. We're going to start out in phase one, Mr. Zimmerman. You have one allegation listed on your warrant. I'm going to read that allegation to you. When I read that allegation to you, Mr. Zimmerman, I need you to state whether that allegation is either true or false. Do you understand what I'm requesting, sir?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Sir, the allegation on the warrant states that you in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 1 as demonstrated by your failure to report to your assigned parole officer within one working day after your release on or about January 9, 2018. The offender's whereabouts are unknown, thus he's absconded from supervision. Sir, is that true or false?
It's true.
Okay, thank you, sir. So based on the admission of Mr. Zimmerman, I move to find that he was delinquent as he did violate the term and condition of supervision, but he may have lapsed or was about to lapse into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agree.
Agree.
Okay, sir, we're about to go into phase two of your hearing. During phase two, the board will make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision. We're going to start out phase two with first getting some additional information from the parole officer, Mr. Oliveri. Then we're going to go over some information with you, sir. Then give you the opportunity to tell the board or give the board any information that you'd like to present to the board, okay?
Yes.
All right, Mr. Oliveri.
Offender Zimmerman was released from the Department of Corrections on January 9th of 2018. He was arrested on February 21st of 2018 by Tucson PD on a responder warrant only, returned back to DOC custody that same day. He has 43 days abscond. His projected supervision end date will be on December 21st of 2018. Current conviction, 2014, burglary, second degree, 4 years, 6 months. Prior convictions in 2008, 2 counts, burglary, second degree, receiving 5 years for each count. The offender has 2 terms with ABC, C with MR scores of 3-3, mental health score of 2, and substance abuse score of 3. There was no STG game information noted, 1 prior term of supervision in 2012, TIS absconder for 4 days, revoked. The offender has a moderate disciplinary history with drugs and violence noted. Other arrest, 1997, burglary, Arizona felony conviction probation. 1998, disorderly conduct, Arizona misdemeanor conviction probation. 2005, drug paraphernalia violation, Arizona felony conviction probation. And in 2007, drug paraphernalia violation, Arizona felony conviction probation. This community risk level is a G5, V5.
when you were released, you resided at TLC Halfway House, but you never went there to establish residence there, sir. And you failed to report to your assigned parole officer. What happened, sir? When you got released, what'd you do?
This is what happened. It's the same thing as last time. I got released from Yuma. I took a shuttle because I thought it'd be quicker. My shuttle showed up late at night. I lost my paperwork for my, I didn't even know who my parole officer is. I don't even know who's talking right now. But, you know what I mean? I didn't have my parole officer's paper. And when I got to town, I slept outside that night. I couldn't get to the halfway house. And then I ran to my mom, and things went all bad. My problem is drugs. I need some kind of like drug counseling or something. Like in some kind of a drug program. I heard they have one at SACRAT. That's what I really need, but I mean, and that's the truth. That's everything I can say. I mean, I can't.
Okay, so
the same. Not anybody else who want to call. I mean, I know the bus showed up late. I didn't even know my process. I didn't know that they didn't even report me until later on, like the 21st or something, because when they actually put in the warrant. So, I mean, that's the truth right there. I mean, I can't really say anything else about it.
So when you were released, you say you were in Yuma?
Yeah, I was in Yuma.
And you took the shuttle where?
To Tucson.
And so when you got to Tucson, even though you got there at night, why didn't you go to your PO's office the next day?
That's the thing. I thought, because last time I got out, I didn't really need the paperwork. Last time I got out, I had to report by 3 o'clock. I thought that I was already putting me in, they were already putting me in fixed count. That's what they did last time. You know what I mean? I got picked up like 4 days later. I think it was
crazy
or something.
Well, sir, I think you got picked up, you were 43 days, the last, 4 days that you absconded the last time, but I'm pretty sure when you absconded that time that, you know, you were told that if you would have contacted your PO, you probably wouldn't have gotten any trouble. Your PO that is there to assist and help you, and this time, you absconded for 43 days, sir.
Yes, I do.
All right. So I'm going to see if the board has any additional questions for you. Seeing no other questions coming from the board, is there anything else you'd like to say to the board without repeating yourself?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
All I can say is that, you know, I have a drug problem, and I need to take care of it. I need some kind of counseling. But if I stay here, I'm still going to try to get counseling when I get out. But that's the only thing I can say. You know what I mean? I was thinking, they have that program over here at SACRAT, the 90-day program for whatever it is. I think it's a drug program. I would like to try to get in that, but I mean, if not, it's cool. You know what I mean? I'm not trying to waste your time or my time.
All right.
I mean, it is what it is.
All right, Mr. Zimmerman, thank you. So the board is going into discussion. While we're in discussion, I'm asking you to remain on the line, however, to remain silent. As the board is in discussion, it appears they'll be talking to you, but we're going to be talking amongst ourselves. During which time, we will make a determination whether we vote to reinstate you. Then we will get back to you. So the board is now into discussing. Mr. Zimmerman was released. He did take a shuttle, as he said, down. He was released from Yuma, took a shuttle from Yuma to Tucson. He said he got there late that evening, and everything started down here. He said he did get in contact with his mom, and then he just started to doing drugs after that, after things went bad for him. But he didn't make any effort or attempt to get a hold to his PO while he was there. The next day after he got there, he was an absconder in 2012 for 4 days. So I'm sure that at some point they told him that, you know, if you would have contacted your PO, you probably wouldn't have got arrested, which is the same situation. This time he was absconded for 43 days, and he said that he was doing drugs during that period of time. Therefore, he'll be released on December 21st of 2018. I just don't see him suitable to be returned to community supervision. However, I'm willing to list the rest of my colleagues. Not hearing any comment from the colleagues, and I'm going to move to revoke the community supervision of Mr. Zimmerman, find that he was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of the supervision, and after was about to lapse into criminal ways or custody, as admitted to relapsing and doing drugs, and was in absconder for 43 days, and we have no idea what he was doing during that period of time.
Second.
Mr. Reed.
Okay, Mr. Zimmerman, sir, the board has voted to revoke your community supervision, so you will be released on December 21st of 2018, sir. Thank you for participating in your hearing at this time, sir. That is going to conclude your hearing at this time. Thank you.
All right, thank you, guys.